Dr. Mark back with you again. Today, in this final video, we're going to look at the five shadow sides themselves. Matchmaking is an art. Dating is an art. Or maybe you're from a culture, you're watching this saying, this dating business. Yeah, I've heard about that, but my marriage was arranged. Or I'm not married yet, but I'm going to be, and mom and dad have somebody in mind, and I don't think I like her, or I like him. Oh, boy. My hope for you, whatever the case, whatever the culture may be, is that this mini course has helped you to understand that regardless of who it is, in the human experience, we have needs that go unmet, things that we have to confront, resolve, and then integrate our lessons learned so that we can, as the Scripture says in Romans 5, James chapter 1, how we then become more like Jesus. Because with character, it means how we're becoming more Christ-like. In Galatians 5, how we then can bear the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control, and love, which is patient, love that is kind, love that does not keep record of wrongs. That's Jesus. And being Jesus to someone else, everybody has a different idea. But Jesus, he had everything in perfect balance. He was complete. We are out of balance. So what are these five shadow sides that we do? Let's put it this way. We just out of the gate do develop from day one. Here they are. Number one is compulsivity. Fancy word for control. I have to control everything, even though you are out of control. And you feel that you need to, in your own power and strength, to control everybody and everything around you so you feel secure, yet you are insecure. The next one is codependency. Now, with codependency, it means that I am dependent on that person for my well-being. The person who I am arranged to marry, or the person who I am dating, and I'm wanting to go deeper with this person, go to the next step, the next level, as we say, that we can become one in marriage. If she's not having a good day, I'm not having a good day. If he is depressed, I'm depressed. Or if he's happy and having a great day, I'm happy and having a great day. My whole life is dependent. Here it is. Dependent on her, him, that group, my boss. There's that addiction to people, places, and things, which by definition is codependency. And this is what we need to understand as that dynamic of not depending on God and then depending on people. So people, places, and things become our God. Hence, co-dependent. As opposed to being dependent on our Lord and Father, our Lord God, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit as well. Three in one. So, control, codependency, and then paranoia. Now, there's not a specific order here. You can mix it up here. Passive aggressive could be number one, or codependency could be number one, whatever. But for our purposes here, paranoia is that fear, that, what is she talking about with her girlfriends when I'm not around? Am I going to be stomped on, looked at badly because of what I said last week? Or the parents. I'm going to meet the parents. No! I don't want to go there. Paranoid. What will they say? Paranoia means fear. Always having a high level of fear to the point of maybe anxiety and panic attack. Kind of like being at the job, and what are they saying in the closed-door meeting about me? But they're not. Well, you may come up in conversation, but that's not the point. That's not the issue. And that's not the issue, too, with the person you're dating or who you're arranged to be married with. See, the person that you are with, they want the best out of you, given it's a healthy relationship. Paranoia, that creeps in, that rises to a high level, then we tend to then fall into controlling behaviors. And again, how these dark sides intermingle and blend with each other, and we try and say, well, what did you say to her? What were they talking about? Come on, and you have a long discussion that's not necessary. Whereas you could have had more fun having a long walk and talk and talking about other things that matter. Well, or some things that are found to be true issues about what they said or what they think you did, and to resolve that, but not where that becomes the main focal point. Paranoia. So controlling, codependency, paranoia, and the famous Greek story of narcissists that contributes to what we call narcissism, or the fact that I fall in love with myself and it's all about me, much like narcissists in the story, where he looks into a clear body of water and sees where there's no waves, and he sees his image, his reflection, and he never leaves it, so the story says. And the Greeks then relate it to people who say, it's all about me, and they act as if no one can do it better or faster than you, than me. And when we fall in a narcissistic pattern and personality pattern, and we say, it's all about me and no one else, and oh boy, we get negative, we get bossy, and also controlling again, and we don't think of anybody else. That, too, can break up a dating relationship real fast, without question. So, something to watch for. And, by the way, we have all five in the human expression, and they are at different levels. Contrast that, though, to some people who do fall into the measured and also diagnosed disorder of narcissism, or with paranoia and so on, or with control issues and so on. There are people in the world who are diagnosed with that issue, and they're taking medications for it, or they're getting a very intensive therapy for it. Of course, the narcissist, they probably aren't anyway, because they don't think they need the help. So there's a difference between, yeah, we know that all five exist within the human psyche, but also how, with some people, that is their main issue. And they are seeking the psychiatric help to resolve it. And that's okay. Things to consider. Well, finally, passive-aggressive. Oh, the passive-aggressive pattern. That relates to the whole fact of, well, the reluctant complainer, and how passive-aggressive people, they will then say they're going to do something, but not do it, expressing negative feelings indirectly instead of openly talking about them. And where you are saying, fine, thank you, on the outside, and when really it's not good in the inside, and no one really knows what's going on inside of you. And you get into some controlling behaviors, as well as indirect shaming or blaming. Passive-aggressive is truly a deadly weapon. Well, all five dark sides. This is very key. Key to understanding how the other person that you are dating can fall into these things well as yourself. And the first goal is, how am I doing? To always ask the question, what's wrong with me? How am I the problem? And if we can define that, if we can understand, keep that in check, monitor it daily, and with God's help, get the help you need. It's okay. No one has to know about it unless you opt to tell others, hey, I'm getting help for that. I'm working on it. Or at least to say you're working on it. That's progress. That is good. We need to work on ourselves. With God's help, we can. And God will give us victory over that. Victory is in Jesus Christ, where Jesus then can intervene and says, and he can then bring light to those dark sides. Take away the shadows. Bring light and expose what's really going on inside as far as our anxiety, our insecurities, our family of origin issues, our resentments, all the layers that need to be removed and then replaced with Jesus Christ and layers of His love, layers of His presence that take over. God puts order into the home of your heart. The living room, the kitchen, that bathroom, that bedroom especially, where things are very private. God's there to begin with. How are you surrendering to Him? And more importantly, how together, as you date that person, or you're expecting that arranged marriage, if you're from South Asia or other parts of the world, how are you turning it over to Jesus and have Him do the miracle of bringing character to where He uses those past things to mature you to depend on God and less of yourself? It's been great to be with you. God bless you as you go forward in your education through Christian Leaders Institute and work on helping others in their matchmaking process.